Monday, April 5th, this is Winfrey on our BBS conference line with, is Terry there? I'm just curious. Hello, Terry. You guys that have been listening every week know that it's kind of, we have to like bring Terry in from outer space to get her manifested. Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
I'm here. Here I am.
Did you hear me before?
I just heard you now.
Oh, you just got on?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome. And we have, let me see, we have Edna. And there's someone else. Who else is there?
Jerry is on the phone.
Jerry?
Jerry, correct. From Chicago.
We've talked before, right?
I've never talked to you. We've emailed.
We've emailed. Okay. I remembered your name. Who just got on the line? This is Wynn.
Wanda in Los Angeles.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello.
And for those on BBS, we have a conference line going on simultaneously, so we'll be right back with you. Who just got on?
Yeah.
Hello, Wynn.
Ernesto Cruz.
Ernesto in Japan.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Ernesto. You must have a good... Are you on Skype?
No. I just got a special deal that they would install fiber optics in my house and my phone, and I could make unlimited calls overseas for almost nothing.
Congratulations. Well, it's nice to bring our energy into Japan. And who else was there?
Francis in Concord, California.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, Ian.
Ernesto, I have a question.
Yes.
You don't exactly have a Japanese name, right?
No, I'm American.
You're American.
I was born in New York.
I'm Puerto Rican. Puerto Rican?
Yeah.
What made you
and
go to...
I came to Japan with the United States Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
And I fell in love with the island. I fell in love with a girl. And I've been here ever since. And that was in 1983.
All right.
Yeah.
So did you marry a beautiful Japanese lady?
Yes, so much that I've been married to her for 25 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Now, who else is coming on the line? Lynn, would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Lori phoning from Canada.
Lori? Hi, Lori.
Hi, Wynn.
And who else is on there? Okay. I'll tell you what, let me start the tape.
Please enter your PIN followed by pound. Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
This is our Monday night BBS conference call for those of you that are listening on the recording. And this is Winfrey. It's Monday, April 5th with Terry. This is the day after Easter. I'm just curious, those guys have a conference line going. We have a bunch of people on the conference line. Those of you on the conference line, were most of you on the Easter call yesterday?
Yes.
I was not.
You were not. You know, the people that were on the call, how did you respond to Daphne's channeling? Because that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I thought it was, you know, this is stuff that... I know about, and I don't usually bring it, I don't like to bring it up, you know. No one wants to be telling people things are breaking down, even though it was in the book. It's one of those areas where...
This is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bridget.
Nice to hear your happy voice. Okay, I'm just telling you, Bridget, were you on the call yesterday?
Yes.
Sure. So I'm just starting a little conversation where I brought up the idea. I think, let me mute. I'm not going to mute you guys because you're not making a lot of noise.
Entry and exit times are off.
I'm just muting the exit and entry times. So if someone comes on, we won't hear them. You know, I'm just curious if anyone wants to offer. how they reacted to Daphne's channeling yesterday. You know, I announced that by saying this is a rare thing for Daphne to come on and do a live channeling. And in fact, I have about two or three taped channelings of hers backed up, which I call the State of the Planet messages, which I haven't put out yet. And part of the reason is because it's catalytic. By catalytic, I mean they're talking about things in the future that would not necessarily be pleasant to go through. And, you know, the idea being that if we prepare ourselves, the more we prepare ourselves for things, the better we'll handle them rather than be surprised. Of course, nonetheless, as the messenger, as the guy that's putting this out, I don't look forward to bringing those things up to people because they usually shoot the messenger. And so Daphne brought it up. She started it. And so now that the door is open, I thought that this evening on our questions and answers with Terry, instead of talking about how the universe got created, we'll talk about how the universe is right now and what might be happening and the best way to handle it. But I'd like to take a moment and get some of your feedback. Did you find that channeling from Daphne a little bit disconcerting? Did you find it made you anxious? Did you say, wow, this is great to hear? Anybody want to share how they responded to it?
I was on the morning show. I don't know about the other one. I send in a donation to listen to it on audio, which I'm going to do tonight, so I can't comment on it.
Okay, great. One of the people that listened to it, anybody want to make a comment?
Okay, are we on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Michael in San Diego.
Hi, Michael. Go ahead.
And actually, I thought that, obviously, I mean, it was a little disconcerting to hear that there, you know, might be some catastrophic event. But I think that it was smart. I think the key words were forewarned is forearmed. And I think that given the fact that here in California, you know, we just had a minor earthquake yesterday and we know the Ring of Fire is activated, it only makes sense to prepare for an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been coming for a long time. There have been a lot of reports for this for a long time, and it's been ignored. Well, it looks like it might be at hand. We don't know for sure. But I think the smart move is to stockpile some food and water and shed as much light as possible on the situation so it doesn't happen.
Thank you for sharing, Michael. Yes. You see, just the fact that we're talking about it, you know, no one, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but many of the love and light people out there don't acknowledge that this kind of stuff can happen, and whatever. And it's kind of like, it looks to me like bury your head in the sand. And yet, it's so obvious that things are falling apart. Things are falling apart, and you don't need a psychic to tell you that they're falling apart. And you can take an economist, you can take a meteorologist, you can take, you know, I got probably any scientific expert that measures anything, and it's been held together by duct tape for a long time. So even though we do our best in grid healings and to make our contributions, we still have to face the reality and what we would do and what should we do now, if anything. And you know, so this is a rare chance to just discuss it. So does anyone else want to share anything about how they this is only for people that listened to the Easter Eve channeling. What Easter evening channeling with Daphne. And if you didn't listen to it, I sent it out again today with, there's a $3 suggested donation, but people can get it for nothing. If you paid the $3 to listen, you can just put 00 because you can download it and have a copy of it also if you were on yesterday. So anyone else want to make a comment who heard this? You guys are a bunch of chicks. Jerry.
Yeah.
Why don't you want to make a comment from your human side?
Well, you know, I see, from my human side is I see things falling apart. Like, in the business world.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hang on, I just muted everybody. Say that again now. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I see things falling apart in the business world, which I'm in the daytime. And there's extraordinary measures to spend less money. Like
talking
usually
about
you
your
and
office,
I,
yeah?
Pardon?
You're talking about your office?
Yeah. And when I see that, you know, I've been seeing that with other firms, too, over a long period of time. And usually when I see that with our office, it's an indication that something's coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some, they're usually a little bit ahead. And so there's a divergence that hasn't caught up with itself yet. Like California court, the superior courts laying off a thousand or more workers. And they've already cut their hours to have one or two furlough days a month. So California, we keep hearing on the radio how much they are in debt. And several times last year, they weren't able to cover their bills, and they just stopped paying them. And yet, California, when you travel through California, I'm told that it looks like business as usual. However, when you travel through, like, Peekskill, New York, a lot of people have lost their jobs. So things are breaking down and showing signs of breaking further down.
You know, they keep telling us in the channelings that the best way to get along financially is to figure out how to earn a living in kind of an independent contractor, where you're just being of service to people directly, and you're not operating and depending on major corporate structures. And that if you're depending on those structures, there's a really, at least in this period of time, there's really a good chance that it's going to fall apart. And when it does, what's your backup? What are you going to do? I guess these are the kinds of questions we have. And part of doing what we're doing, just even talking about it, is the beginning of creating community. People that, that actually care about each other. Do you know what? The people that keep coming into my conference calls, it's like I get to know them. They get to know each other. After a while, you know, you have high-level friends that you wouldn't have had otherwise. I think it's really important to create that. Let me see if anyone else wants to share anything on this topic.
All callers are muted.
I'm unmuting you.
All callers are unmuted.
Anybody else want to share anything? Or make a question or a comment?
This is Jerry from Chicago. I just wanted to share that 5 years ago, I've been in television news for almost 30 years. 5 years ago, I had an eye injury and was guided to create my own business, Joy Media, for inspirational stories. And I'm working part-time still in media as a news writer, and met an old friend who
who I told about my business, who I told her about my business, and she said, it's amazing that you're at that, because that's where everybody is at right now. And this was, you know, I was guided 5 years ago to start the business. So I would just like to throw that out. Never had an idea that I would ever start my own business, but I was guided to do it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing it. What do you do with your stories? Do you write stories, or do you get stories from others and compile them?
Yeah, well, I have two products out now. One is the Dance, which is a moving meditation. It was created by a woman in Colorado. And I have a children's book on meditation called Just Mean the Trees.
Wow.
So I also channeled two books last month, and I have one as an e-book and one I haven't published yet.
So
basically, there's stories that make you feel good, as opposed to what's on the television news, stuff that I've written and produced and reported on for almost 30 years.
what city are you in, Jerry?
I'm in Chicago. But I was born in Brooklyn, and I wanted to say hi to Ernesto in Japan.
Hi.
I'm a New Yorker, too. I was born in Bay Ridge. Grew up there. I'm sorry, Wynn. I apologize. I had to say hi to Ernesto.
No. Don't apologize for that. That's great. That's just what I said. We're starting to create community. Community starts when people say hello to each other. Okay? So... All right, thank you so much, Jerry. And now someone else wanted to share something.
Oh, it's me, Edna. I was just going to say that I noticed, we had some problems, technical problems, and she was cut a few times, but she was talking about the awareness of people, and she was starting to talk about pituitary gland. I was very interested in understand about the awareness and people getting more conscious about it and what has to do with this pituitary gland. I heard about that a few times. I have read some stuff. I was just wondering.
Now, I'm missing a word that you're saying. There was something, pituitary, did you say? No.
Pituitary gland, it's supposed to be a part of the brain.
Wait a second. The pineal gland, okay? I came out like pineal gland. The pineal gland, okay. I got it in there. Go ahead.
Yes. So she starts to talk about that, and I read something. I have been trying to figure more out because there's an interesting situation over there in the rainforest where they're using some type of vine. They brew a tea from ayahuasca, supposed to work on this gland and make people more conscious. Anyway, she started talking about that, and I was just like, wow, that's interesting. But again, then we had the technical problem, and she didn't talk about it anymore. So.
Well, I know the pineal gland is very much related to the opening of your higher chakras.
Exactly,
and,
yes.
I know that, and I've heard that many times. It's connected. And when your higher chakras start to get activated, your pineal gland starts doing something, secreting certain kinds of hormones. You know, the key they were talking about yesterday, one of the things, I mean, there are products that stimulate your pineal gland, probably like LSD and drugs of certain kinds, you know. And it's not really a good idea to try to stimulate your pineal gland. It should come from a natural evolution or openness, because otherwise you start to open your higher chakras and you don't have your lower chakras opened in the right way, and that is not a healthy thing, because then you're spaced out, then you become dysfunctional. And but maybe they'll make a comment on the pineal gland tonight. We can ask a question about
pineal
it.
Pineal gland, all that, right? I'm talking the wrong word.
pineal gland, right.
Pineal gland. That's right. So anyway, that's some people over there in rainforest, they're bringing a tea, and I have been reading some information. Actually, you said something that I start to see the first paper wrote, they wrote on that, and it's supposed to help people to decalcify this gland or something like that. It was very interesting. But they start to talk about it, and I was excited about it. Oh, they're going to talk about something about it, but then not.
Then you got cut off.
We can.
You know, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing how when the energy gets really high, you know, like Terry and I used to have problems with that, and then we kind of stabilize the energy just because we keep doing this so much. But mm-hmm. me coming on was a new energy, and I almost anticipated.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I just muted everybody. I anticipated that there it wouldn't be unusual to have some problems, technical problems. You know, the kind of energy, some of you don't realize this, and you can watch what we're doing and kind of take it matter of fact and say, that's kind of interesting. But when we bring these energies in, that's a big deal in this realm. It's a big deal, and that there's certain consciousnesses that would not like that to be occurring. And they can monitor things and do things like break telephone lines. Now, I'm not saying that's what's the case, but I just know that that's the general overview of watching me for the past years. I know that there's consciousnesses out there that would be trying to stop that from happening, interdimensional consciousnesses. But, one of the things that I've observed, and if you note, even though I bring these voices forward and we have conversations with them, I try to not lose my objective position. Whereas, you know, we don't become blind believers. And one of the things that I have observed is all the different times that they have demonstrated the ability to predict something in the future or to do something really phenomenal. Now, if you notice, when we have these conversations, we don't focus on that, and they don't focus on it. And in fact, I understand why they don't, because they've explained it in different times, that to be able to demonstrate those kinds of abilities turns you into blind believers, because then you just say, well, tell us now. What should we do? Tell us this. Tell us that. So it's not good for your own evolution to have that kind of specificity constantly available to you. And they don't make it constantly available, and nor do I want it constantly available. But over the period of years, watching different times that something did happen that was very specific, it was quite amazing to put it all together. So when they go out of their way to say, here's some things to look out for, here's some things that are coming up, then I'm not going to dismiss it at all. I'm going to pay close attention. And let me see. There was that earthquake 2 days ago in California. When there was the first earthquake, Terry and I did a channeling, and I asked them, is there going to be another earthquake? They said, look for an earthquake in the 30 days, 6 point something. And this is almost 30 days later, there was 6 point something earthquake. Of course, everybody knows about the newspaper headline, you know, when this first started happening. People know about my sister's healing. There was a couple of other things in that period, like they talked about, this is in 2002, they talked about sometime in the near future, there was going to be an episode on the coast of New Orleans where 50,000 people would be evacuated, they said. And it happened. And, of course, with Hurricane Katrina. So, you know, we're in this place right now. We're having this kind of access to this kind of information could prove to be really important. And probably over the next months, I'm going to be asking more questions and always giving the caveat that says, don't believe this, but just in case, you might pay attention. I think, in general, it's like it's a good idea to store some food and water. It's a good idea to move out of cities if you can. Most people don't have any extra. Most people are just stuck. I understand that. And so, I mean, the bottom line, it's a really good idea to make connections with these group souls. So if you happen to kick the bucket, you're going to connect with them when you go on the other side. And you know, it's probably going to make a big difference to your future lives. So it creates an urgency of connection. So anyone else want to say anything about this topic?
Yeah, that earthquake was on March 15th. It was around March 15th. It was 4.5 earthquake, and so we did a channeling, and they said that within 30 days there would be a 6.9 or 7 earthquake, and so it was. That was yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, 4th of April.
Mm-hmm. So, it's like 10 days less than 30 days, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was very, very interesting.
There's been other times when you said things that have come about. Do you remember any that I didn't talk about? Do you remember any things that have come up in your channelings where they made a prediction for something in the future that I didn't mention?
There was another one where there was a big fire somewhere in Puerto Rico and at a refinery, and they said. They did a channeling on it, and they said the cause of the fire, the reason they couldn't put it out was because there was a break in the pipeline. And so a couple of days later, they discovered a break in the pipeline, and then they were easily able to put the fire out.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was in a Sunday grid healing, they said that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that was right in the public. Anything else?
There was a thing where they said that, like Gustav, the Hurricane Gustav, where they indicated that
Are you moving your microphone while you're talking?
Pardon?
You're not moving your microphone while you're talking, are you?
I'm not moving it now. I think I was before.
Were you getting expressive in with your hands?
Yeah, I am.
Like you do when you channel. I'm going to put some pictures up of Terry channeling in San Diego a couple of weeks. Was that in San Diego, those pictures? No. They were taken in Huntington Beach. But
Huntington Beach.
There were some extraordinary pictures of Terry. And, I mean, I have to say, I have never seen her so expressive, and she reminded me of those people who are very. Who are those people that are famous? Abraham Hicks, right? Isn't she quite expressive when she channels, that lady?
I don't know, but Steve Rother is.
Mm-hmm. Steve Rother, and Terry's never been that expressive. She's always very shy, and suddenly she got up in the room and. She was doing it. She was waving her hands and when you're doing it like that, when you're getting that expressive, do you feel that you've allowed them to move your body for a period of time?
Well, it's seamless, and so it's like they're using the body to, like, there I go moving the mic again.
I'm just going to complain you're moving the mic again. Probably if we talk about this, it inspires you to move your hands.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's 6:30. We have 20 more minutes. And at least it's not just me talking for the first 20 minutes. I have everybody talking. And but I know there's people out there in BBS radio land that are saying, when is she going to channel? We want to hear them. We want to hear what they have to say. So are you ready for that, Terry?
Yeah, what's the topic?
What's the topic?
All callers are muted.
You, by the way, you were moving your hand again, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The topic is going to be, I'm going to ask some questions about some of the things in Daphne's channeling last night and get some deeper clarification and counsel from them.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
That's been the topic of this call, and so we are temporarily moving off of how the Elohim created the universe, which is an important topic. But probably more important to humans that are in this plane is, what are we going to do if a tsunami hits? Or something like that. So,
what are we going to do what?
If a tsunami hits.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or how do we take care of ourselves? How do we prepare? What are the things we do to prepare? So, I'll tell you what, I'll call in the light. Any of you are listening for the first time and you feel like you don't know what we're talking about, just to bring you up to speed, 1 minute. My name is Winfrey. I was writing a book called The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and suddenly everyone around me started channeling. Our two personal relationships were channeling. A voice that identified itself as the Elohim, and this has been going on for 7 years, and I've had the chance to ask them, this voice, numerous questions about how things work, about who they are, and they have a lot of insight and ability to penetrate into both human challenges and changes on our planet. And on Monday nights and Wednesday nights and Sunday morning, if you tune in, you can hear us talk to them directly, because Terry is a voice for that source, and she has graciously volunteers 3 times a week so that you can share these conversations from your own experience. And so we're going to move into it right now, and we do a little invocation of creating what I call a group energy. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy, a blending of our energies, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, to blend, join with us, and create a protected space that only the positive can access. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And Terry is going to be a voice for these energies and this intelligence right at this moment.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are with you today to answer your questions. This is Ra'el. It's the 5th of April, 2010. We are focused through the instrument of Terry Brown in Los Angeles, and are dealing with the radio automated transmission and then reaching live people as they listen to both the radio and to the phone conference. Do you have questions?
Well, the topic at hand is changes in the world situation, in the world balancing, that could impact everyone on the planet, and particularly us here in the United States. And of course, Terry heard Daphne's channeling yesterday, where they talked about potential conflagrations in Israel and Iraq, and other things, economic things. So, is there anything you can add to what we heard yesterday?
Things still are in the process of manifesting, and there are several categories. One of them is the...
Don't move your hands.
Pardon?
Don't move your hands. Don't wave your hands because your audio is going up and down.
All right. One of them is to do with mass ejections of solar flares. We are moving into alignment of the solar system with the Uneb cube through an arm of the galaxy, which is creating a very strong energy and a pressure on the solar system and on the sun. This will open the door for this solar cycle, the solar flare cycle, to begin. Solar flares are common in a circular pattern wherein the star systems move into alignment and the constellations then exchange energy with a higher intensity. This will produce more solar flares, and they may be quite large and produce effects upon the satellites within orbit, within the Earth orbit. This can affect your radio transmissions and the cell phone transmissions. It can affect the internet and the major communications relay systems in the Earth communication transport of data. We note that the channel does not have the stellar vocabulary in the area of the star systems and in astrology.
and our information in this area would be better brought through by Daphne.
Mm-hmm. If we were looking at water levels rising, a lot of people have said that the ice caps are melting and water levels are rising, and at some point it's going to make a ingress, or it's going to come into the inland, and some of the coastal towns will be flooded. Is this something that you can have any view of?
Yes. Some of the changes are gradual. However, some earth changes will then create fairly rapid change of land level within the South Pacific. And
your audio is varying, just letting you know.
We are not moving the phone. We will make a big effort to keep it stable. Give us a moment. The exposure of the solar system and Earth to the heat of its planets goes through the arm of the galaxy is heating up the planet, and is a primary reason for global warming. And this is creating glacier melting at a fairly rapid rate, which is raising the ocean level. We see some changes with land going below the water, low-lying land. We see some areas along the coast losing 20 feet of height due to the rising of the water.
Do you see a timeline for this, when it might happen?
Within 30 years, it is variable depending upon the area of Earth where and we are speaking of, as some may lose an island in the South Pacific within the next 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. How about the East Coast? Anything on the East Coast?
We do not like to make predictions, although we can foresee to some degree. We do not like to make predictions in that then it will heighten the possibility of the change happening by more and more people going into agreement with the change. Manifestations come about little by stage by stage, little by little, until it is manifest and appears in the world. And we do
not really like to make predictions that can then speed the progress of that prediction.
Mm-hmm. I believe the predictions that other people have made are based on the melting of the polar ice caps. Is there something that might stop them from melting that would offset those predictions?
We have certain capabilities that could offset some of that, depending upon availability or the asking for such offsetting, the ability to send cold or the ability to send heat.
Mm-hmm. So if we had 10,000 people on our Sunday morning gridioing, it might help.
When that is correct. However, when you ask, it is very important what you ask for and how you ask so that you do not create a blizzard.
Okay.
So consciousness and abilities, although not generally known, are similar to ours.
Meaning consciousness has that potential, yes?
Yes.
But normally it has to be in a group energy, even of humans, yes?
If it is in a group energy, then the vectors all align and create the enhanced opportunity for the suggested outcome to happen. If that the vectors are all misaligned, then they cancel out each other.
Mm-hmm. I think that one thing that might be important to mention or have you corroborate on is that when people see a miracle or something that is outside of the normal physical laws of space-time on the Earth plane, they tend to defer to whoever created that miracle or whoever they perceive created that miracle. But that negative forces also have the ability to create phenomena that's outside of Earth space-time, I understand. In fact, in terms of weather, I remember reading in Egypt, the priesthood there that was very involved with the negative, the service to self, was using demonstrations of controlling weather to create fear amongst people. And I thought it would be good to make a comment on that.
When an individual is negative and does not have the predisposition to stop his negativity, but can, without caring, laser out the idea of the projection, then she has the ability to create phenomena. And whether they are in alignment with a negative outcome or with a positive outcome, they can so send out a projection and may have it come about. However, if they are lasering out a negative purpose, they will not have the Elohim or the Ra group in back of them. However, the forces that they are dealing with are very often very much out of effect, and then allow themselves to be affected by the negative purpose.
I missed the word. The voices that are behind them are very much, and what was the word then? Did you hear me?
No.
I said, I missed a word. The forces that were behind them were very much, and then I missed the word after very much.
Very much out of effect. As.
At effect. Effect.
At effect. As a piece of material is at the effect of the person who picks it up and uses it. So the materials in which the material universe is made are able, one is able to affect them to move, and these material things will be the effect of someone who is very much at cause.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we're about over the limit for this evening. Edna, you had a question about the pineal gland. Why don't you submit that for our Wednesday night conference call? Email it to me, formulate it into a question, and I will ask it on Wednesday night. And on that note, I will thank everybody for being here. And thank Terry and thank BBS and all of you who are listening over the airwaves. And it's 6:52, and we'll bring this edition of our Monday night conference call to an end. And we'll see some of you Wednesday and some of you Sunday for our grid healing.
Press 1 to stop recording. This conference is no longer being recorded.